A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October,
Megan kicked off their shoots and went barefoot on Bondi Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号教书匠小夏。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Hello, good morning everyone. Welcome once again to 夏说英文晨读。This is Jimmy. And today's news,We're going to talk about Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, dead at 99.
各位晨读的小伙伴们大家好，欢迎来到今天的夏说英文晨读，我是吉美。当地时间4月9日，白金汉宫发表声明称，英国女王伊丽莎白二世的丈夫菲利普亲王去世，享年99岁。随后，首相约翰逊发表讲话，对菲利普亲王对女王的支持，以及他一生为王室乃至整个英国所做的付出表示感谢。今天我们就通过这篇新闻一起来了解一下这位女王背后的男人。此外，我向你强烈推荐有灵外刊精读特训营，只要你坚持学习，学费将全额原路退回。希望你和我一样把英文学习当成一种习惯。种一棵树最好的时间是十年前，其次是现在，只要你想开始，什么时候都不算晚。即刻在公众号下说英文晨读回复外刊两个字报名参加吧。
Okay, so without any further ado, I'm going to read the news for you. Are you ready? Let's go. Prince Philip, the lifelong companion of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, has died. Buckingham Palace announced. He was 99. He married the then Princess Elizabeth in 1947 after a courtship that charmed a country still reeling from the ravages of World War II.In his 7 decades of service, Philip often accompanied the Queen on royal engagements and conducted thousands of his own solo appearances. He once referred to himself as the world's most experienced plaque unveiler, while the Queen lauded him as her constant strength and guide.
好，全篇听完，我们逐句来理顺一下。首先，第一段呢，概括了新闻大意，句子不难，我们一起来读一下。
Prince Philip,The lifelong companion of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has died. Buckingham Palace announced. He was 99.
菲利普亲王，英国女王伊丽莎白二世的终身伴侣去世了。
Lifelong 就是终身的，一辈子的。Companion 表示伴侣。The lifelong companion 就是终身伴侣。
此外呢，我们常说的终身学习啊，其实英文就是 lifelong learning。他去世的这个消息呢，就是由白金汉宫来宣布的
,Buckingham Palace announced.
那么这段话最后呢 ,he was 99, 说的就是菲利普亲王去世，享年99岁。那作为女王的 lifelong companion, 他们是在什么样的背景下相知相遇的呢？那我们来看新闻的第二句。
He married the then Princess Elizabeth in 1947 after a courtship that charmed a country,Still reeling from the ravages of World War II.
1947年，菲利普亲王和当时还是伊丽莎白公主的女王成婚。
He married the then Princess Elizabeth in 1947.
Then 在这个地方呢，表示那时的、当时的。1947年，我们知道那个时候啊，她伊丽莎白女王呢还没有正式登基加冕，就跟大部分人一样，她呢也是先恋爱后结婚。
Married after a courtship.
Courtship 这个词呢指的就是恋爱期或者是求婚期，而且呢是一般奔着结婚去的这种恋爱叫做 courtship. 句子最后的 that 引导了一个定语从句来修饰了 courtship, 又交代了两人恋爱时的历史背景，说他们的恋爱呢令整个国家都着迷， charmed a country. 而当时呢英国呢其实并不太平，二战尚未结束，整个国家呢摇摇欲坠， still reeling from the ravages of World War II. Reel, 那放在这里呢就非常形象地描述出了当时的英国啊在战争的侵袭下摇摇欲坠的样子。菲利普亲王和伊丽莎白女王的结合也算是给当时笼罩在战争阴影下的英国带来了一份希望和安慰。当然呢，除了是女王的伴侣，菲利普亲王作为王室的高级成员，还是要自己单独出席一些活动的。我们来看下一句。
In his 7 decades of service, Philip often accompanied the Queen on royal engagements and conducted thousands of his own solo appearances.
在他担任王室公职的近70年间
,In his 7 decades of service,
其实准确来说啊，菲利普亲王是2017年退休，他担任了长达有65年的王室公职。那在这个期间呢，他一呢是要陪女王出席王室活动，对吧？比如说 often accompany the queen on royal engagement。
Engagement 这个词呢是从他的动词 engage 啊，参与这个词过来的。
其实有一个比较常见的短语，我们应该都知道，就是 engage in 啊，表示从事或者是参与什么。那比如说啊，我们说上班族啊忙于工作，很难抽时间来定期的锻炼身体。这句话英文呢，我们就可以这么说。
Nowadays, office workers rarely engage in regular exercise.
此外呢，菲利普亲王还要单独出席上千次的活动。
Conducted thousands of his own solo appearances.
Conduct 表示实施进行，它其实就相当于是 perform。然后新闻最后一句呢，是菲利普亲王对自己以及女王对这位终身伴侣做出的一个评价，我们来看一下。
He once referred to himself as the world's most experienced plaque unveiler, while the Queen lauded him as her constant strength and guide.
菲利普亲王曾经称自己是全世界最资深的剪彩专业户。那这个地方我们可以看到一个短语叫做
refer to something as,
把什么什么称作什么。那你比如说哈尔滨被称作是东方小巴黎，那你就可以说
Harbin is referred to as Paris of the East.
再比如说我们武汉被称为东方的芝加哥，就可以说
Wuhan is referred to as Chicago of the East.
好，我们再回到原文。后面这个 plaque, 他说的其实呢就是一个牌匾。那
plaque
unveiler 就是揭牌的人，其实就是我们说的剪彩的人。那其实菲利普亲王代表王室出席过大大小小各类的揭牌庆祝活动。这句呢自我调侃里边似乎呢也带着一丝丝无奈。作为一个亲王出席的个人活动啊大多是剪彩。不过呢后来文风一转，在女王心目中自己的丈夫可不仅仅是一个剪彩专业户。
While the queen lauded him as her constant strength and guide.
女王呢称赞他是自己永恒的力量与指引。
Laud
表示称赞赞扬，就相当于是 praise。但是这个 Lord 要更正式一些。风风雨雨70年，女王和菲利普亲王之间的深情陪伴称得上是一段传奇。好，新闻我们就讲到这里，接下来我们就来一起复习回顾一下今天学到的两个重点表达。第一个是 engagement 是从它的动词 engage 过来的，表示参与。经常用的一个固定搭配就是 engage in, 表示从事或者参与什么东西。
For example, nowadays, office workers rarely engage in regular exercise.
好，第二个表达是 refer to something as, 这是一个固定表达，表示的意思是把什么什么称作什么。比如说
Wuhan is referred to as Chicago of the East.
Alright, 这就是我们今天为你带来的这一则新闻讲解。再次提醒大家不要忘记关注我们的公众号下说英文晨读。节目最后我来为你再朗读一遍全文，祝你度过愉快的一天。
Prince Philip, the lifelong companion of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, has died. Buckingham Palace announced. He was 99. He married the then Princess Elizabeth in 1947 after a courtship that charmed a country still reeling from the ravages of World War II. In his 7 decades of service, Philip often accompanied the Queen on royal engagements and conducted thousands of his own solo appearances. He once referred to himself as the world's most experienced plaque unveiler, why the queen lauded him as her constant strength and guide.